what you wanna see. Know I'm what you like, I'm your fantasy. Keep it real tight like you wanna be. Sounding real nice like a melody, melody, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got a third tonight, or
I think he might show up late.
This fucking guy.
He's got all the links. I think the last text I saw was, I'm going to be a little bit late. Yeah, remember, because we started to talk about how we were going to heat up the pool for him.
Oh, right.
And then our texts got all dirty and weird like they normally do after.
And we can't handle that kind of stuff, so.
Welcome, patrons. Oh, my gosh. This is the best. This is the most fun we have recording every month, talking to you guys, the hard-earned, loyal patrons. Welcome to our brand new podcast series called Deus Ex Whatever the Fuck. I'm Desmond McNeese.
And I will be your ancient Chinese secret tonight.
I'm gonna do what I actually wanted to do, but I figured I'd start off slightly less racist. But thanks to this movie, I don't know if this is racist.
That's not racist.
No, that isn't. I'm about ready to be racist. Welcome to our new podcast. Welcome to our new podcast series called Three White Male Saviors. Just what the world needs. I did some digging around to see like if this movie's been canceled yet, and it seems to be pretty, like, even when this was made, I think.
Well, I mean, like, there's only two white people in the movie.
Exactly, that's the problem. And who saves the day?
It was the one dude, his name is Wang,
or a white guy named Kurt Russell. And the white woman named Kim Cattrall.
Hey, I'll be your Jack Burton, okay? And just remember what Jack Burton says. Checks in the mail.
Even at the time, I think, like, it looks like what little research I did, which, sorry, I only did a little research, so someone out there, please, you know, prove me wrong that this movie is terrible. But that I think John Carpenter even, like, knew at the time, like, this is a stupid...
Yeah, this movie's awesomely terrible.
Yeah, and part of the terribleness is... We're going to fill it with Asian actors and then have this white guy come save the day. And that's kind of part. But you're right. The like, it's not all Kurt Russell saving the day. Like the Asian characters definitely, you know, come in and kick some ass. Like, they're not totally helpless without him. But that being said, you know, the two main actors are whitey, white, white, white. Disney white, not just white, Disney white.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm going to have to respectfully disagree, because 9 times out of 10, there's only one time when Kurt Russell comes through, and that's when he kills Lo Fan. Catches the knife and throws it back at him. Otherwise, dude, Wang is like just fucking all those guys up, and he's like trying to get his knife out of his boot and shit, and he just like doesn't do anything. He doesn't do much. He's in the way a lot.
He still wins the day. He's still the one who beats Bowser.
Okay. I feel like he was kind of the comedic sidekick, but, you know, we can agree to disagree.
I know. It's not that bad. I'm rubbing it in a little bit because, you know, I mean, why wouldn't I?
Just the fact that it's directed by John Carpenter is pretty great. I swear, he's like, okay, I can do some lightning and some like weird eyeball creatures. All right.
Well, this script, this just, okay. Anyways, today on this beautiful Wheel of Time, Thank the Light Patreon, we are talking about Big Trouble in Little China, directed by John Carpenter, starring Kurt Russell, Kim Cattrall, Dennis Dunn, James Hong, Victor Wong, Kate Burton, Donald Lee. I unfortunately don't know, you know, because I'm a terrible white person, I don't know these people by name, but I've seen these people in a lot of shit. Like, there's a lot of heavy hitters.
Victor Wong is Lo Pan, and he's like a bad guy in every Asian movie.
Yeah,
like ever.
Released in 1986. I didn't realize it was that early. 1986, PG-13, 1 hour and 39 minutes. Yeah, and wow, this might be the most fantastical movie we've done. This makes D&D look grounded.
I didn't realize how awesomely bad this movie was.